introduce. I'll do the slot job this time.
Okay. Wait, how does this intro go again? Oh, I've never done this before.
Welcome back, everyone, to the...
All right, ready?
Yep. 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back, everybody, to the...
Slot job!
Oh, I was better at that than you. Podcast. I am your host or co-host, Anthony or Wino, and I am joined by...
His co-host. We're double co-hosts. We're like the co-managers in the office. Connor Cates. And also CTF.
Yeah, that was that. And now we're going to talk about playoffs.
Yeah, playoffs!
Also, if we have time at the end, I'd like to go over Darlington paid schemes.
Yeah, that would be smart because there's a lot of freaking great ones. I've got lots of stuff ready for this. Let's get straight into it. Let's go ahead and go down the people that are in the playoffs, whether they should be or not. Let's go from 16 down, except for it's not. Let's do that. In the 16th seed, 16th and final seed, it'll be Matt DiBenedetto. How'd you like his overall season, Anthony?
It was good in the beginning, and it fell off drastically, and I just wasn't really
playing. Drastically?
Like, at the end, it just wasn't good at the end. I thought he did do good at a ton of road course. He didn't. He just needed a good performance. It didn't do it. Got lucky that Jimmy Johnson got wrecked by Matt Kenseth. And, you know, it wasn't great, but I'm happy for him. I like
Very
the guy.
Very happy for him.
And, you know, it was cool.
Big DiBenedetto fan. Overall, I thought his season was solid. His biggest compliment, obviously, was winning his way into the All-Star race. The whole shebang of the actual play-in races being better than the actual race. Kurt Busch.
Do you ever have a conversation with someone and can't remember what you said?
What, like 2 minutes ago?
I can't remember what I said in the Snapchat conversation.
Oh. cool. Great. I love it. Kurt Busch. How'd you like his overall season, Anthony?
Very under the radar, very consistent. Good for him. Yeah. Happy for him. You know, that's all I really got to say. You know, he ran well all year. Was never really in contention for winning any time, but, you know, always ran well, always, you know, in the mix.
Yeah, Kurt Busch. I really thought his season was really good. I think most top fives or anybody without a win. Pretty sure that's the stat. And obviously, his biggest accomplishment this year was getting the pole in the only qualifying thing that we ever did post pandemic. Stop it.
Good for Kurt.
So Kurt won this pole at Charlotte. So that was one of his biggest accomplishments. Also, a big.
I don't understand if we could qualify for that race. Why couldn't we qualify for the other races? But.
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense to me either. The 14th seed, who would have thought, is Kyle Busch.
I would have never thought if you had told me coming into this year that Kyle Busch was still. No, Kyle Busch would be the 14th seed. It doesn't make sense to me. But, you know, it honestly makes me pretty happy. And his season was a very big disappointment. And that honestly makes me very happy. And I don't see Kyle Busch making it to the round of eight.
Wow. I don't know why I said wow like that. I think Kyle Busch had a very okay season. If you take his name
If you take his name out of it, sure. But if you put his name in it, it was a god awful season for Kyle Busch.
I think he was literally the most unlucky driver besides Jimmy Johnson of the year.
And Ryan Blaney.
No, I think he was more unlucky than Ryan Blaney because at least Ryan Blaney
won. Those were the top three.
Those are top three. Chase Elliott very close fourth. Think pretty solid year, but of course it's Kyle Busch, so it's not actually good. Clint Bowyer is the 13th seed. For me, I think Bowyer had a underwhelming year. I feel like he could have done better. He could have won a race or two, I feel like, because he had speed. He won both stages at Darlington 2, which is probably his biggest highlight of the year. Oh, by the way, Kyle Busch's biggest highlight was wrecking Chase Elliott.
Agree.
But, I feel like Bowyer
Are you okay, brother? No, brother. Pain.
I feel like Clint Bowyer, definitely underwhelming, but I guess he's in the playoffs because he did good enough. Thoughts?
May or may not be his last season, you know, racing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, good for him. He did about as I expected him to. So that was about it.
Next up, Eric Almirola, the best driver of the season without a win. And I'd argue top, like, 10 driver, period, even with drivers with wins.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just thought about this and I just realized this.
Okay.
Rick Ware drives two different manufacturers a week.
What do you mean?
So they have the 51, the 27, and the 53.
Yeah.
The 53 is a Chevy, but the 27 is a Ford. Wow. Is that legal? I guess it's legal.
I don't know. I just imagine your voice over the girl pulling out the like orange of a, you know that meme, the girl like with the birthday present, the FBI open up one.
Yes.
I just imagine your voice. Is that legal? Over her saying that's not legal.
Is that legal? I don't
know. Yeah, Eric Amarola was unbelievable this year. Like literally, wait before the season started, I thought that he was going to lose his ride, and he should not.
And then through the first four races, I think we all thought the same thing. Through the first four races.
He, you know, don't at me here. Besides.
At Connor Cates.
Besides Hamlin, Harvick, Elliott, and period. That's it. He Blaney was the best driver post stoppage. I think he was. I mean, he got lucky with his starting positions. He had like an average start of like one. But he was unbelievable. Props to Eric Amarola.
I think Blaney should be put in there, but other than that, yes.
Thoughts on Eric Amarola's season, Anthony?
And that wasn't a joke. I was being serious. I actually do believe Blaney should be ahead of him.
Yeah, maybe. But he won like one race. So, yeah.
That is more than
Anyway. Even though Eric Amarola would win Talladega.
You know, I was incredibly impressed. I really was. Mm-hmm. And, you know, good for him. I'm happy for him. And he definitely hit a spot in the playoffs. I'm really hoping for him to win one of these races soon.
But, yeah, I think he'll win one of the races.
Never mind.
Next up, the rookie of the year, Cole Custer, coming in, I believe, the 11th seed. Thoughts on his season, Anthony?
So, again, I got back into NASCAR this year, so I don't really know these guys' names, but I do know he was good in the Xfinity Series. And honestly, besides Kentucky, he was a little bit lackluster. I wasn't really too impressed from what I saw otherwise. Towards the end of the year, he started figuring out, though. But other than that, you know, was bad, but he's in the playoffs and then rookie of the year. And, you know.
Amarola's biggest accomplishment this year was, of course, coming third to Talladega after spinning.
He never got second.
Custer's biggest achievement. Wait, what'd you say?
You said he never got second place?
Yeah. Custer's biggest achievement this year was clearly his win at Texas or Kentucky. He also came top five at Indianapolis, which was a race that everyone wrecked in. So, props to Custer, first full-time rookie win since my favorite ever, Juan Pablo Montoya. And, props to Cole Custer. Austin Dillon next, he had a very good year for his caliber of driver. For a Silver Spoon kid, he did pretty solid. His biggest achievement, obviously, was his win at Texas. Thoughts on his season, Anthony?
You know what, man? Like, Austin Dillon had a pretty good year. And I saw a lot of improvement. He was constantly running in the top 10. Like, he was just quietly, like, in ninth place the entire time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, good for him.
Every lap
for him. Had a good year.
Every lap of the
season. I don't think he didn't deserve to win the race, but he won the race, so.
Mm-hmm. Next up in the, I don't know what seed, probably like ninth, is William Byron. So, next up in the eighth seed is Alex Bowman. Overall, it's like Bowman fell off towards the end, like, heavily. Like, really bad.
After the pandemic, it was just bad.
Yeah. He started out the career. He started out the season.
I want Taco Bell.
He started out the season, I thought, pretty solid. Of course, winning at Auto Club, he literally looked like the best Hendrick driver. And then the pandemic hit, and, like, he hasn't had a top five. What'd you say, 20 races?
He has two top fives. He got one at Dover.
Good for him. What do you think?
But yes, he had two top fives post-pandemic.
Wow. That's insane. What do you think about his season, Anthony? I nearly called you Alex.
I feel like if they can get their speed from pre-pandemic, they can literally be a championship contender.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, that's a good team. Like, they can do well. I just was a good race car driver.
Greg Ives is a really good crew chief.
But just, they haven't had the speed.
Next,
and I feel like Bowman's been a little bit unlucky as well.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of it's sort of been, like, just, they've not had speed. They've had no speed at all.
Not at all.
Consistently been outrun by, like, RCR, which I guess is not that bad.
It's not good.
It's not good. Ryan Blaney, we want to talk about his season?
I would love to. Ryan Blaney is unlucky.
Yep.
Ryan Blaney has had plenty of speed this year and just really has not been able to capitalize on it for one reason or the other. It's either him staying out, his crew chief screwing him, or him getting unlucky.
Ooh, reword that.
His crew chief not being smart?
Yeah, better.
Is screwing like a bad word?
No, just it's just weird. Keep going.
Anyway, so I will give you a list of races Ryan Blaney could have won as a Texas.
I will just say this. That's what she said. Keep going.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah, I got you now. Okay. So I will give you races that Ryan Blaney could have won.
Okay.
I could say Daytona. You know, that's up in the air.
Pause, by the way. Alex Bowman's biggest moment of this year was obviously winning Auto Club. Keep going.
Yeah. So Daytona is debatable. I think he wins if Newman doesn't throw the block.
I think Newman wins.
I think he wins if this finish line was literally 2 feet before where it was. But anyway, I believe he could have won Vegas.
He should have won Vegas. Yeah.
Let's see, Bristol.
Too early. That happened like
mid. He had race winning speed. He had the best car.
No, he was in second when that happened.
He was leading when he spun out and got railed.
Was he? I thought
Keselowski. He was leading. He had about a 2 second lead. I remember that very vividly.
Okay.
I don't remember what other races. What other races? Oh, Michigan won. That was another one. Michigan two or. Michigan got wrecked. There are more. I'm totally blanking on them. But Ryan Blaney should have won a lot more races. He has speed. And if Blaney can capitalize on these races, he can win the championship. If he can capitalize on his speed, and tell me if you disagree with this.
Right.
If he capitalizes on the speed that he has every week, and realistically, one out of every three races in this round, he has a race-winning car.
Yep.
If he can capitalize and do well, he can win the championship.
I
don't think he will.
Very possible.
But he can. If everything goes right, he can. But knowing Blaney, it won't. So.
Yeah. I don't disagree. Next up, Truex. No, I apologize
for that. Truex.
Ryan Blaney's biggest accomplishment this year was obviously coming second in the Daytona 500. No, it's not.
Oh, that's what it was. Not the win.
Yeah, it was his win at Talladega. Ryan Truex Jr. up next. What do you think about Ryan Truex Jr.'s season, Anthony?
Disappointing. He definitely misses Colburn.
Mm. Yeah,
really had the one race at Martinsville that he definitely. I don't believe he deserved that win.
You don't believe he deserved that win?
It was.
He went every lap of the final stage. Just saying.
Yes, but
or like almost every lap.
Oh, Martinsville was the other one. Blaney could have won Martinsville if not for pit crew.
I think Ryan Truex probably would have won the race anyway. He dominated the final stage. He was the fastest car.
Okay, I could see it. But yeah, it was a lackluster. He needs Colburn.
Mm-hmm. I think it was definitely underwhelming, especially for the guy who's probably been the best driver in the past 3 years, including Kyle Busch. But I mean, he got one win, so it was nuts to lock himself in. So congrats to him, I guess. Next up, Chase Elliott, or as you like to call him, Cheese. Was it Cheese? Because you put him on a block of cheese that one time and made a NASCAR sandwich with Brad Keselowski and Kyle Lettuce.
No, not Kyle Lettuce, but that's a good one.
Thoughts on
Cheese? It is Brad Keselowski, Cheese Elliott, and Ryan Baloney.
Yeah, and Kyle Lettuce. Let's do that, too. So, what are your thoughts on Chase Elliott, Steve?
It was not the racist sandwich, by the way. It's the NASCAR sandwich.
I know, anyway. I said the NASCAR sandwich.
I know, but then you brought up Kyle. No, I'm kidding. Okay. So, it was a good season for Chase. You know what? He was unlucky as well. But, you know, he should have won the Coke 600, won the second Charlotte race, won the road, one day Daytona road course. It was a solid season overall. I think he lacked a little speed in the middle of the year.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, solid season for Chase. I think he's, you know, he's got a chance to run up there for the championship trophy.
Yeah. I really thought it was a great year, and yes, obviously his biggest moment was winning. Oh, Martin Truex Jr.'s biggest moment. I keep forgetting to do this. Was winning at Martinsville. But Chase Elliott's biggest moment, I'd argue.
Martins was winning at Martinsville.
I actually would argue it's Daytona Road Course because that was his getting his mojo back after a big slump. Because everyone knew he was going to win the race at the second Charlotte race. Everyone knew that was going to happen. So yeah, he won that race, but I think Daytona Road Course was probably bigger. But a great season. I think it was actually better than last season, though he won three races last year. But I thought this was really solid, and he, in races he didn't win, he didn't do bad. He came out top five a lot. The fourth seed, Joey Logano, thoughts on his season? It's a weird season, isn't it?
It really was. You know, it was just a weird one. You know, he came out guns a-blazing, two wins and four races.
He looked like the best driver.
He looked phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And then he just sucked. Like, he was just not good.
Some races he wasn't. Bristol, he would have won if Chase Elliott hadn't said, you know what?
Like, besides Bristol and maybe one more, like, was he ever really contending for a win in Daytona?
Yeah, Daytona.
Let's be honest, that was not. This
I mean, obviously, good. Obviously, he thought he was at the Daytona Road Course where he tried to win it from 10th. But like,
maybe he just didn't know he was in 10th place.
Besides that, though, like, yeah, you're kind of right. I mean, he wasn't bad. Of course, he was Joey Logano, so he came top 15 a lot. But for Logano, like, he's only second seed because he won twice and he had some really solid races. But like, there are some races where he just wasn't there. And he just wasn't doing good. Races like Martinsville, I mean, that race, he started out junk. He started second and then fell to, like, two laps down immediately. And that was kind of weird. But he ended up coming back in that race. His biggest highlight was winning, I'd argue, Phoenix, because he beat Harvick for it. And that's a big accomplishment, beating Harvick for a win at Phoenix. A Penske driver. Next up, the 3 seed, Brad Keselowski. Thoughts on his season, Anthony?
It was really solid. It was a solid season for Brad Keselowski overall. 3 wins, not too bad. It was not, you know, amazing. It was not bad. It was just a Brad Keselowski good solid season.
Yeah, I would argue he did not deserve 2 of those wins, but still solid.
I would argue he did not deserve to win the Coke 600, and then I cannot remember where he was. Oh, he won Bristol. Yep. Okay, yeah, he realistically didn't win, but deserve it, but he did, and he got him. So
his biggest win was obviously the Coke 600, just because the name value of that race. I thought
it's a crown jewel.
Yeah, I thought it was a really good season from him. I mean, last year. I think he had 2 wins or just 1. It was something really just not his level. He definitely came back and he was better this year. He dominated New Hampshire. He won 2 other races. He had lots of top fives. He should have won Kansas, I'd argue. I mean, just he got outsped, so maybe he shouldn't have won it. But I really thought that was a really solid year for Brad Keselowski. Next up, it's the two main, the big guns, the 1 and 2 seed. We'll just talk about them together because they're basically linked. Denny Hamlin and Kevin Harvick, thoughts?
Absolutely dominant. Absolutely dominant. If they do not win the championship, it is a failed season 100% of the way. You know, they were great. It was kind of boring to watch at times because I kind of wish that, like, they hated each other. Like, because if they hated each other, it would be so interesting to see them battle it out every single week. But they don't.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was good racing. It's always fun to watch them race. And good for them. And yeah, they should probably one of them should end up winning the championship.
Yeah, Denny Hamlin's biggest win obviously was Daytona because it's the 500, it's freaking 500, and Brickyard 400 for Harvick. These guys were just utterly freaking dominant. They were in top five contention every week. And they deserve to be the 1 and 2 seeds. You can't really even argue against them saying it's luck because they just dominated races. They won, I think, probably the 2 most stages out of anybody, too. They dominated. They have the 2 best crew chiefs, I'd argue, right now, currently. And they were incredible this year. So props to them.
Very much so. Very much so.
What?
I said very much so.
I still don't know what you said. It sounds like you're saying bomber.
Very much so.
Oh, okay. So, now that we've previewed everybody, let's get to the round of 12. I'm going to list my round of 12 and say who has been eliminated. Kevin Harvick, Denny Hamlin, Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano, Martin Truex Jr., Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney, Alex Bowman, Eric Almirola, Kyle and Kurt Busch, and Cole Custer. So for me, eliminated are Clint Bowyer, Mads Benedetto, William Byron, and Austin Dillon.
Would you like my round of 12?
Yes. No, we're just keep going. No, you go.
Kevin Harvick.
Okay.
Eliminate. No.
Nice. We'd love it. DNS every
Kevin
race.
Harvick. Denny Hamlin.
Yep.
Brad Keselowski.
Mm-hmm.
Joey Logano.
Yep.
Chase Elliott. Mm-hmm. Martin Truex Jr. Ryan Blaney. Alex Bowman. William Byron. Now, hear me out.
Okay.
Cole Custer. Clint Bowyer. Kyle Busch. Matt DiBenedetto.
Okay, so you don't have...
Eliminated is the following.
Okay.
Austin Dillon.
Okay.
Eric Almirola.
By the way, I love how you had to freaking remember. Like, you paused for like 10 seconds to try to figure out who...
Yeah, because I haven't made this yet.
Wait, didn't you Clint say you Bowyer had Eric Almirola in the
and playoffs? Kurt Busch. Oh, no, Eric... No, he's... Huh? I know. Clint Bowyer is eliminated. Okay. Eliminated. I need to make a document. Hold on. Apologies. Apologies. Well, I didn't know we were doing this. I'm copying and pasting.
We music, baby. Love it.
Okay, so eliminated.
Okay.
I'm Matt DiBenedetto.
You already had Matt DiBenedetto. You had Matt DiBenedetto advancing.
He's not in. I'm telling you right now who I have eliminated.
Okay.
Okay. Matt DiBenedetto, okay. Kurt Busch,
yep.
Eric Almirola, okay. Austin Dillon. Eliminated.
Okay. So you have, of like the obscure ones, you had Custer, Dillon, Kyle, and Clint.
Dillon is gone.
Okay. So you didn't have Byron. Okay.
Byron is there.
Okay. Byron is there. Let's just skip. Let's get to the next. advancing to my round of 8. Kevin Harvick, Denny Hamlin, Brad Keselowski, Martin Truex Jr., Chase Elliott, Ryan Blaney, Kyle Busch, and Eric Almirola. So, eliminated for me here is Cole Custer, Kurt Busch, Alex Bowman, and Joey Logano. I have Joey Logano in the round of 12 leaving. He didn't have speed the second half of the year. He just did not. So, I think he gets probably DNFs at Texas or Talladega and probably has a bad race at Charlotte.
All right. My round of 8. No, yes. Eliminated on the following.
Oh, yeah, that's probably a better way to do it.
Alex Bowman's eliminated.
Okay.
Cole Custer, Clint Bowyer, and Kyle Busch are eliminated.
Okay. So your final.
My final 8. Kevin Harvick, Denny Hamlin, Brad Keselowski, Joey Logano, Chase Elliott, Martin Truex Jr., Ryan Blaney, and William Byron.
I doubt it. Byron ain't going that far.
I'm going out on a limb for my boy Willie B.
Okay, I say I doubt it, but my final 4, the people who are maybe here, and we're going to do this. Since we both probably don't have great short-term memories, I definitely don't. I'm going to say the people eliminated, and you're going to tell me who I have in it, okay?
Okay, okay.
The people who are eliminated are Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., Brad Keselowski, and Ryan Blaney. Who do I have in it?
Chase, Harvick, Hamlin, Keselowski.
No, I have Harvick, Hamlin, Elliott, and Eric Almirola.
Oh.
Ryan Newman run for Eric Almirola. I literally think he had the 5th best season out of anybody, period, in the second half of the year. By second half, I mean of people after the pandemic ending. Dude was speedy. And, yeah, I think he literally had an elite car. And SHR is showing massive speed. And just I feel I mean he came fifth in the standings 2 years ago. So it's not impossible that he does this. So thoughts about my Final Four?
I respect it. I do.
Okay.
I'm having a difficult time with my Final Four here.
Okay. Let's stall. I'm gonna stall here.
I am ready. Eliminated. I have William Byron, Martin Truex Jr.
Wait, go again. Someone just texted me. I didn't hear you.
Eliminated. I have William Byron,
okay.
Martin Truex Jr.,
yeah.
Joey Logano,
mm-hmm.
and Brad Keselowski.
Okay, so your final four.
Which means my final four consists of four different teams.
Yeah.
For Kevin Harvick.
No, you don't have to tell me. I'll take it. Yes.
Well, who's the last one?
Ryan Blaney.
I have my boy making the final four.
Yes, it's not impossible. So now, for now, this time, 3, 2, 1, and say our champions, okay?
Okay.
3, 2, 1, Kevin Harvick.
J.J. Yaley.
Very good guess.
Kevin Harvick is my answer.
Okay, good. Because I was going to say, if you say Ryan Blaney, I'm going to need a real reason.
I believe Chase Elliott. I believe the order is Kevin Harvick, Denny Hamlin, Ryan Blaney, Chase Elliott.
I think it's going to literally be like 2014 exactly. I think it's going to be Harvick, Almirola, just like 2014 whenever it was Harvick, Ryan Newman. Then Chase Elliott and Denny Hamlin. Denny Hamlin's known for not having great endings to seasons. Like last year, they put too much tape on the car, and that's what cost him the championship. So I feel like there's going to be something sort of like that. Maybe he wrecks or something. I don't know. I don't risk that on him because I think he's had the best year out of anybody. I think he's even had a better year than Harvick because I think in races that he hasn't won, he's done better than Harvick. But just overall, I think Kevin Harvick has had sort of more speed. I feel like Hamlin's gotten more lucky, but Harvick's had more speed. So I think Harvick's going to win. I think he's going to have a Harvick-like race. I think we're going to have one of those things like in the past couple years where each of them have a turn leading a portion of the race. But I have Harvick winning the race.
I agree.
Yeah, you agree. Okay.
Harvick wins the 2020 NFL Championship.
Yeah. I think he definitely deserves it, and this will be his first, only his second championship.
Deserves more than two.
Yeah, this is insane to me. Because Jimmy Johnson's taken away championships from so many legends. Like Harvick, I mean, it's not like Harvick didn't win a championship, he did. Hamlin could have won a couple in that era. Mark Martin even could have won. Jeff Gordon came second a couple times. Matt Kenseth. I mean, just so many legends should have more championships than they do besides
Jamie McMurray. You know, all of them.
Ron Paul Montoya.
If there was a video what the Iceberg did, if there was, I don't remember what year it was, but in one of the years, if there was like our format now, McMurray would have been fifth.
Yeah.
Like, he's not that terrible.
No, I mean, Kurt Busch has done better in that one car than McMurray did, but McMurray made the playoffs in that one car.
McMurray was also washed towards the end of his career, I won't lie. He wasn't as good towards the end.
But still, not, like, the worst. Like, he's better than...
I wasn't bad.
It's better
he's
than,
a
like,
solid race car driver. He's a solid race car driver.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Are we doing scheme reviews? Yes, okay, I will do that. I will get
the schemes out. You're going to tell me... Do you have them written down?
I have them saved on my Instagram.
How many are there? Because I want to be able to.
There are 3, 6, 9. Here, I'll just send you the video. I'll just send you the post.
Okay. Okay, let's go through these. Let's go one at a time, and we'll talk about how much we like them.
Rate them from 1 to 10.
We'll
put
them on a scale of 1 to 10.
Boom, baby.
Okay, go.
You can go first.
Okay, the 0-0, the 00, Quinn House. I have no clue what that's referencing. So, like 5 out of 10, because it looks cool, but I don't know what it's supposed to be an homage to.
So I do know what it's an homage to, actually.
Okay, tell me, and I might like it better.
So basically, his sponsor, Permatex. It is a mural of them building cars from their own equipment in the 1930s.
Yeah, but that's not a throwback to a different race car. I feel like that's kind of the point.
That is true. I will give it a 6 out of 10 because I think it looks kind of cool.
Zero.
I give it a 0 because it literally looks like the normal car.
It looks like the car he won the 500, the Coke 600 in. Like, exactly.
No, I don't like it. The 3, it's not bad. I like it. It looks kind of cool down the middle if you see it. Eric Eastep made a video. I don't know if you've seen it.
I'm about to look these up on Google to see the better
end. Eric Eastep made a whole video about this. You should watch it. But I like it. I'll give it a 7 out of 10. I think it's a good throwback car.
Yeah, I'm seeing it here. I think it's pretty solid. It just looks like a cool, like a throwback. Like, it looks like it. It doesn't look like a modern rebrand. It just looks like a throwback. I'll give it a, what'd you give it?
7.
I'll give it a 7, too. I really like it. I think it's pretty solid.
Kevin Harvick gets a 10. It's beautiful.
Let's see. Kevin, you know, any idea what it's thrown back to?
The old Bush brand. Like, the old Bush logo and everything.
Yeah. I'm going to always give people downgrades if it's not a reference to an exact paint scheme.
I think it's beautiful.
But it does look good, but it doesn't look like a throwback car. It looks like a car he'd run every week, so I'm going to give it a 6. It's not bad, but it just doesn't look like a car that he'd run every week. Or it looks like a car he would run every week. I like this.
Ooh, I knew it. I like it. I'll give it a 6.
I think I know what it's in throwback to, too.
His 1999 championship of some other series of racing.
Oh, well, then it's not exactly what I thought. His last year's was, no, it wasn't. I don't know what I'm talking about. I think it's pretty solid, but looking at it, not, or knowing it's not what I thought it was, I'll give it a, what'd you give it?
A 6.
Yeah, I'll give it a 5. I'm not a fan. Next up, I like this.
Tyler Reddick is a throwback to Jeff Burton's paint scheme a while ago. Yeah. It's not bad. I'll give it a 7.
I like it. I'll give it an 8. I think it's really good. It looks very cool. It looks very colorful. And I like it. I think it's good.
Chase gets a 10.
10. Yep. I think I'm going to give every one of them.
Denny gets a 10. Or Denny gets like
Denny's,
a,
no. Denny Denny's is very good. Is very good, but it kind of looks similar to the one he did 2 years ago. Or no, it doesn't look like the one he did. It looks like the one Jimmy did last year.
Denny gets a 9. Better.
So I'm giving it a 7.
Ryan Blaney gets a 10. It's not just because I'm Ryan, but I actually love the car. I think it looks great. I think it looks so good.
What's the throwback to?
A Paul Menard paint scheme. I don't know if the throwback's that good, but I believe that the scheme itself is very nice.
Yeah, I saw that. It looks like something that he would drive every week, and I got to give penalties for that. So I'm going to give it a 7. I'm not a fan.
Clint Boyer gets a 10. Clint Boyer gets a 10.
I'm not good at what these throwbacks are towards, but do you know?
The Clint Boyer one? I do not know. Yeah. Not actually.
I really like it.
Love it.
Sort of, though, it looks like, you know the car that Eric Amarola had that was blue and pink that he had at Texas?
Yes.
It looks the exact same, and it's the same team, so I'm going to give it a 7, even though I think it looks really good.
Brandon Poole gets an absolute, like, a 15. Oh, my God, that's beautiful. I love this car. I love the font. It's so beautiful.
That's my favorite one yet. I agree. I think it's a 10. It's only the second 10 I've given out. I gave it a 10 for I didn't give it a 10. That's the first 10 I've given
out. No, you gave Chase a 10.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to give Chase a 9 because I don't think it's the best Jimmy throwback.
So Chris Buescher sucks because there's no throwback.
And I'm going to give this one a 10. I'm going to give the – not the Chris Buescher one. The Brendan Poole one a 10. Yeah, that's disappointing. Zero. It's a throwback to last week.
Kyle Busch gets a 3 because it's really not a throwback.
I like it. It's a throwback to it's sort of the font.
I know what it is, but, like, it's just not.
It's a font to the Eminem. I'm going to say an 8. Also, I love Eminem. 3. By the way, Truex 9. This is a throwback to, I believe, his own scheme when he won the Xfinity Series title.
I will give it a 6 because I like the scheme, but he's done this, like, 3 years in a row.
I freaking like it. Ooh, I like this Eric Jones one, too. What do you think?
It's a homage to Tony Stewart, but it's red, so it doesn't really make a lot of sense.
Ooh, then I don't think – yeah, it's not
good. So it looks cool. I'll give it a 7, but it's not a really good throwback.
Penalties for both it being Tony Stewart throwback and it being red, we'll go 4. Ooh, I like this.
Wood Brothers gets a 7. It's not bad.
I like this. I think it's pretty good. I think it's just, it's a less, like, they've modernized the Wood Brothers look, like, color scheme. But this is, like, throwback to straight up Davy Allison, Wood Brothers, or whoever drove for the Wood Brothers. I don't remember exactly who it was. I really like that. And it's sort of like, it's not white, it's cream. Like the sort of like brownish white. So I really like it. I'm giving that an 8.
Logano will get an 8. I don't mind it.
It's a throwback to, I believe, Bill Elliott.
No.
No.
Kelly, no.
I think it's Bill Elliott.
Hold on, let me figure it out. I know it's not Bill Elliott. I know it's some older dude. Hold on.
You know Billy Elliott's old, right?
No, like older than that. Hold on. Why can't I find it now? Wait, I can't do that. I don't really know what it is. Hold on. Let's see. Let me figure it out. Research time. Bobby Allison.
Yeah, that's right. I got them confused. It is Bobby Allison. I'm going to give it a 5, though, because it looks like something he'd drive every week. And it looks like something he'd drive in an all-star race. Because there's a star on it.
Byron gets 10. Beautiful.
This is one of my least favorite Jimmy schemes.
Byron gets 10. Life. Beautiful. I love it. It's fantastic.
I think it's a novel concept, but not the Jimmy scheme I would have gone back for. I probably would have gone for like his Batman scheme or just like a black Jimmy Johnson call for it. But this is colors that he runs every week. This is his color scheme. And the real car wasn't that dark of the red. So I'm going to give it a 5. I'm not a fan.
JJ Ely gets a 10.
Yeah, it's pretty solid. I can go 9. I don't know what it's running back to, but it looks awesome.
Jimmy Johnson gets a 10.
Yeah, Jimmy Johnson's a 27. It's my favorite paint scheme ever. It's my favorite paint. It's past Bobby Labonte Interstate Batteries.
Whoever in the rows in the 51 gets a 7. It's not bad.
I'm pretty sure it's in homage to the Daytona 500 race win car from Bobby Allison. Or not Bobby. Davey's the son. Bobby. I think it's Bobby's car. I think it looks pretty good. I'm going to go an 8. I like it a lot.
Whoever's in the 53 gets a 5.
It's the worst one yet.
It's not terrible.
Besides Brad Keselowski, it's a 3. It's not good.
Timmy Hill, you get a 10. It's beautiful.
You're giving that 10s way too free.
I love these schemes, bro. They're so good. I love this Timmy Hill scheme.
Timmy Hill throwback to, what's his name? Oh, no. AJ Foyt. I like it a lot. It's also a throwback to his scheme that he won the iRacing Championship in. So I'm giving it a 9.
The 77 is being very hyped up. I don't like
it. Who is it? Who's driving it?
I believe it is Ross Chastain, and I believe Earnhardt in some way, but I just don't like it.
I like it because of the sponsor, because I'm everyone, a big fan.
Everyone on Twitter loves it. I just can't see it. I just don't like it. I'll give it a 4.
I know exactly what that is throwing back to as well, and I just can't picture the real car. I like it. I like the combination of the colors. Like, you wouldn't think – I'm always not a fan of colors or of cars that are, like, four different colors that are just random, sort of. So, like, there's red, blue, white, which is great, but then they add gold to it. But it works, and I like it. So I'm giving it an 8. I like it a lot.
Bowman gets a 10.
Bowman's a 10. Yes.
Christopher Bell gets like a 6.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that's throwing back to.
His Truck Series Championship.
I kind of feel like it's a sort of a cop out when you're throwing back to yourself.
Yeah, especially when you're young.
Yeah. I'm giving it it looks cool, though. So I'm going to give it a 7.
Suarez, it looks cool, but it's a throwback to himself like 3 years ago, so I'll give it like a 5.
No, I'm giving this on the 10 because he won the Xfinity Series Championship in this the same exact scheme, and that was like a while ago, and that was such a monumental championship. I love it. It's also a throwback to whenever Carl Edwards got spun out by Joe Logano.
Well, I think of Carl Edwards, not Daniel Suarez, so.
I actually think of Daniel Suarez when I see it. I really like that. It's so I gave 10s to Bowman, Suarez, Jimmy,
I gave Brennan Poole, 10s to a lot of people.
And that's it.
I gave 10s to Kevin Harvick.
You like Chase Elliott,
you Ryan everyone. Blaney, Clint Boyer, Brennan Poole, what's his name? Byron, JJ Elliott, Jimmy Johnson, Timmy Hill, Alex Bowman, and that's it.
What's your favorite scheme out of all of them? It's Jimmy for me.
Brennan Poole.
Yeah, Brennan Poole's beautiful. I kept saying, like, whenever I was looking at all of them, I was like, this looks like something he'd drive every week. And that looks like something Brennan Poole would drive every week. But it's still amazing. And it's that would so be, if he drove that every week, it'd be my favorite scheme driven that mm-hmm. week. Because it's so good. And I really like the color red they use. Like, I'm not the biggest fan of the color red, but the color, like, sort of the pinkish red, I think that's pretty cool.
I love color red.
So, after we've talked about colors for the past 2 hours, thank you all for watching. We will be back at some point to do Darlington and probably the next race after that, because I'm pretty much liking the two race reviews that we had going before I had to leave to go somewhere for like a week and had to leave mm-hmm. a couple weeks. So, probably two races a week, and then when we get to the championship race, we'll do the championship race by itself because it's the championship race.
Yes.
Thank you all for watching. If you enjoyed, please go ahead and hit this follow button on In the Draft and Slide Drop Podcast. And support our socials and everything like that. And, yeah, thank you all for watching. And especially thanks to David Gilliland for watching. Thank you all.
Yes.
See you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.